This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 and you're still with Kelvin and Hezril on the evening edition. And we're headed to our next story. We're looking at prayers resuming at certain mosques and what that will look like. So after nearly 2 months of suspending all prayers and congregations at mosques, the government has resumed daily and Friday prayers in select mosques in green zones starting today. And as Malaysians have had to adjust to a ban on all forms of gatherings and are going through a toned-down Ramadan, the news has been welcomed by many Muslims who find comfort and strength in their religious communities.
However, it's important to emphasize select mosques. Now, only certain mosques approved by state governments are allowed to hold prayers, and states like Malacca are starting at a later date. On top of that, different districts have unique SOPs tailored for things like the number of congregants. For example, the government is allowing between 3 and 30 people at any one time, excluding the imam, for the federal territories, whereas in Negeri Sembilan, each prayer will be limited to between 4 and 12 people, comprising of mainly mosque committee members.
So regardless of where you live, though, chances are that you'll have to be selected to attend a specific prayer by a mosque if you're not already a committee member. And if you go, you'll need to observe some SOPs, which include taking your wudu at home, bringing your own prayer mat, taking your temperature, and wearing a face mask.
So this is interesting because I've seen pictures circulating on social media of certain prayers that have been going at the National Mosque and there have been social distancing. And every time I go to a mosque, I'm very used to this sort of very intimate setting where, you know, everyone's standing shoulder to shoulder and feet to feet. And it's sort of this brotherhood thing that I feel. And it'll be interesting how people feel, you know, who already have started today, how they'll feel physical distancing and having, you know, to bring their own prayer mats and sort of, in a way, you know, returning to a common prayer space, but somehow retaining this sense of individuality and degree of separation.
Yeah, so just an additional look at some of the SOPs, right? There's a 2-meter distance between congregants during prayers, as well as hand sanitizers need to be prepared at the entry points and exit points of mosques. And I think there are certain individuals that are not permitted to enter, those who are 70 and above, those who are below 15, those who, of course, show flu-like symptoms like fevers and difficulty breathing or sore throats. You also cannot go if you happen to have high blood pressure, anything that could make you vulnerable, right? So I guess there are two points of views, right? One saying that, well, we're not exactly ready for this yet. We need to give more time, though I think it's encouraging that it is just being done in green zones for now. Some states have, again, like this is where states are choosing to take their own way, mosques choosing to take their own path with regards to the SOPs.
That's right.
And whether or not they open. And I think at the other end of it, you know, we're also at a time where there's a lot of uncertainty. And I think what a lot of people are looking for is some comfort, some warmth, and some security. And that can come through from prayers, that can come through from religion, and that can come through from the community that you have within mosques, within churches and temples and so on. So it is a fine line to strike, though I think if done right, it could really add to helping tackle some of the concerns that we're seeing with regards to mental health during this pandemic, right? That is possibly, and that's predicted to be the next big cause of concern moving forward, coming out of our homes, coming out of quarantine during this season.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll be, yeah, and I think it's much needed. I think, again, it goes back to trust, you know, to how much members of a community are able to trust each other in observing all these SOPs. But I think that, you know, I have a feeling, my impression is that, you know, people in my community personally will take all measures to make sure that this can continue and that, you know, the government doesn't have to withdraw this move because it's such a precious thing to people. And I think that when things like this are precious, people will really put in the effort to take care of this new privilege.
Yeah, and you can, of course, let us know. Are you looking forward to going back to the mosque? And regardless of your faith, would you feel safe enough to return to your places of worship? You can let us know. You can call us, 7733-2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to be speaking with Dato' Chair Azizuddin Chair Ismail, Chairman of the Masjid Saidina Umar Al-Khattab, Bukit Damansara. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:45 on the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're talking about prayers resuming at certain mosques and what that will look like. So it's been 2 months, more or less, where all prayers and congregations at mosques were suspended. And now I think the government has plans to, or rather today actually, it's in some states it's been resumed and it will continue for a select group for now. We're now going to cross over to Dato' Chair Azizuddin Chair Ismail, Chairman of Masjid Saidina Umar Al-Khattab in Bukit Damansara. Dato', thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for giving us the Masjid Saidina Umar to be with BFM.
It's a pleasure. So let's start with this. Was Masjid Saidina Umar Al-Khattab selected as one of the mosques to reopen?
Yeah, thank you. Alhamdulillah. Our mosque is in the green zone, actually, in Bukit Damansara. So we are lucky. And thanks to the community for being disciplined. Yeah, we are opening up today.
And what were the reactions by the community to the news that the mosque will be able to resume prayers?
Yeah, they're very, very much happy. They'll be grateful. After the last 2 months, we are not be able to go to the mosque. And now, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to go back to His house.
So tell us about the guidelines and SOPs that have been set out. What preparations did you have to make beforehand?
Yeah, the government have, in fact, Jawi, Jabatan Agama Islam, have given us the SOP. First and foremost, you have to be healthy and the age between 15 to 70. And you must come in, register your names, and then get your body temperature check. Cannot be more than 37.5 degrees centigrade. And you'll be able to come in and register yourself, your phone numbers, your name and address. And you have to use hand sanitizer before you walk into the praying area. And you'll be placed in the a meter away apart with a specific area that you can move around. There are quite a number of restricted facilities that you can use. And you have to do very brief for the main prayers, and the rest you have to do at home. And you can be 10 minutes early and have to leave 10 minutes later after prayer.
Mm. And how many people will actually be allowed to attend the prayers? How will you decide who can come in? And on top of that, I guess, well, will the wanita be able to come in and pray in the mosque as well?
Okay. Wanita is not allowed at this point of time. It's only for male. And then we are given about 30 at any one time. And 10 already been taken up by the staff of the mosque administration. And the balance is about 20. And those regulars and within the age limit and they are healthy, they can call us. We can allow them to come in. And for those walk in, if the numbers is already met by 20, then probably they have to come the next time, the next public.
And can a member of the public apply to attend the prayers as well?
Yeah, they can. Of course they can.
Right. And have you reopened the mosques for prayers since the announcement was made? And if you did, how did it go?
Yeah, it's good. We got the approval yesterday at 4 o'clock, and today we started with Friday prayers, and all went well. Everybody followed. And the good thing is that our community, they are very disciplined. They are very clear and objective for what they need to do and don't. And I believe we can improve from here. God willing, our pandemic will go off soon, not later.
And how many people turned up for prayers?
Well, today is to the max, 30.
And do you expect that to be the same for every waktu?
They have to be 30. They cannot be more than 30.
Mm.
Yeah. We have a control. We have a SOP. We have to, I believe we have a WhatsApp group for the community. They know what's going on. And to say the least, our majority of our community is pensioners, and they are professional, and they believe whatever government rules and regulation strictly have to adhere to, and for the benefit of the community.
Right. And how do you feel about the fact that prayers must now be under these new stricter conditions? And what has it been like not having Tarawih prayers during the fasting month?
Yeah, this is something beyond norm, you know, that we never think that one day in our life that the mosque will be closed, all the prayers will be done at home. After 2 months, I believe all of us, the Muslim and non-Muslim, believe that this is something that we have to be grateful that we don't have to, we cannot take things for granted. We have to be very disciplined in order not to go back to worse or the same situation again. And we all accepted it. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to test us, want to look at our patience and look back what we have done right and what we have done wrong.
Dato, what have you missed most about this whole process?
I think the community realized that the importance of being good to what we have and then be grateful to what we have been enjoying this life, and to understand the difficult time, how we should respond and react in order to build our community and life again.
Hmm. And I'm sure on top of the Tarawih there that Kelvin just mentioned, I'm sure members of the community also miss having buka together, more. Inshallah, hopefully that'll happen again, you know, the next round. You know, for now at least, what message would you have for members of the community who, you know, have felt a sense of loss from not being able to attend prayers and religious activities at the mosque?
Yeah, this time around, we do still do the same thing that we want to. During the fasting month, we have to do our Thanksgiving. We have offered buka puasa, but now this time round we don't really buka puasa in the mosque. We pack food for buka puasa for PPRT, for B40s group, and for the frontliners. Even this year, we do even more pack. We used to do 700 to 800 during buka puasa, but this time round we do 1,000 of food to be packed and given to frontliners and community that in need. So when it comes to Thanksgiving and then the buka puasa is the same, except that we cannot be together. And for prayers, I believe to do it in the house, they have some good with it, because we can do with our families. We can be the leader for our husband, and then we can get even together. During normal days, normal fasting month, we can actually do it separately, where the families, not all will be in the mosque, only the parents. And probably we miss that time, but now we have better time with the family. I believe majority of us enjoy the buka puasa with the family, and then the prayers with the family, and then we know that we do help others in need with the new procedures that the mosque established. We don't really miss a lot, except that we cannot be together, but Allah knows what we are doing.
Dato, on that note, Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Take all care. The best.
You too.
Okay,
take care.
So, selamat berpuasa.
Thank you, Kevin.
You just heard Dato' Che Azizuddin Che Ismail, chairman of Masjid Saidina Umar Al-Khattab in Bukit Damansara, speaking to us about the government's decision to allow selected mosques in the country to partially reopen. And we've also just learned about the SOPs. From that, it seems like there has been a desire, right? Today's capacity was at max. This constant desire and want again to find community once again. I think it's been a tough few months.
Yeah, for sure. And I think on top of that, it's also encouraging to see people go back to the mosque, not necessarily just for religious reasons per se, but really I think people right now want to support each other, and be there for each other. And I think it's very positive and heartwarming news and, to see amid this very, very difficult time. So I think it just shows the power of, coming together and looking out for each other. And I think that's something that is a hallmark, I guess, of I think all aspects of Malaysian society. And I'm sure that'll be the same case when churches and temples open up once more.
So again, you can let us know, are you looking forward to going back to the mosque? And, regardless of your faith, would you feel safe enough to return to your places of worship? You can let us know. You can call us 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We now have some music by Stevie Wonder. It's I Was Made to Love Her. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.